Now, your letters. There's a squeeze going on in Hollywood. Character actor Beth Broderick told us there is less and less work these days. As part of our California Characters series, she said her income has dropped from around $500,000 a year to about $70,000 a year. Even though that's a pretty drastic lifestyle change for Beth Broderick, a few of our listeners were not feeling her pain. Sarah Mathis of Columbus, Ohio writes, "The state of Ohio has an 11.1% unemployment rate, so $70K seems like a dream to many people who are now considering minimum wage positions to survive. I assure you that those people will do the same amount of work, if not more, to earn any money to support their family. I applaud your efforts to showcase the arts. However, this story is a slap in the face to the many unemployed individuals of this nation."
Still, Bob McCauley of Houston was glad to hear Broderick on our program. He writes, "Miss Broderick has been one of my favorite actors since the pilot and brief run of the CBS series The Five Mrs. Buchanans. During a moment in the pilot, Ms. Broderick did the hardest thing an actor can do, go through a range of heartbreaking emotions without saying a word. I don't care if she is or isn't A-list. She is a great actress. Give her work."
Our coverage of the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon included a story by Wade Goodwin that looked ahead to NASA's future. Steve Kane of Sedalia, Missouri, called the piece, quote, "the perfect driveway moment." He says, "In fact, my wife even came out to check on me. I was there so long."
Kane writes that the moon landing came when he was 18 years old, and amidst the worry of leaving friends, family, and a girlfriend, who now checks on me when I'm in the car too long, disagreements with parents about serious issues like Vietnam, the draft, and drugs, plus silly ones like length of hair and skirts, my hair too long, her skirts too short. He adds, "Friends and family watching Walter Cronkite, reflecting on where we had been and where we could go as a nation, and by extension the possibilities I, as a new high school grad, had. 1969 was truly a magical time for me and for this country."
Well, if you hear a driveway moment, even if your loved ones have to come out looking for you, please let us know. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.
Well, it's 1969, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.